This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and a powerful official herself, said on Tuesday South Korea and the United States will face even greater security threats for going ahead with scheduled joint military drills this week. The Yonhap News Agency reported Monday South Korea and the United States begin preliminary military drills on Tuesday. They are going ahead despite nuclear-armed North Korea's recent warnings. The exercises would set back progress in improving inter-Korean relations. The United States stations around 28,000 troops in South Korea as a legacy of the 1950s Korean War, which did not end in a peace deal, leaving the peninsula in a technical state of war. Joint military exercises have been scaled back in recent years to help with talks aimed at dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief, but recent negotiations collapsed in 2019. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. A senior U.S. official said before the call, Washington was planning to send more COVID-19 vaccines to Mexico, potentially from multiple manufacturers, including Moderna and AstraZeneca. The official says the U.S. has already lent a few million vaccine doses to Mexico and would be sharing more with it than any other country, reflecting the importance it attached to the bilateral relationship. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA.